This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM, 99.7, Max FM.
We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Welcome. It is good to be together on this lovely October morning. Welcome to the little littles and to the young folks and the young adult folks and the all the way grown up people, if there are any. Welcome if you were just here the other day, or if it's been a while since you've been here. Welcome whomever you love. Welcome however you identify, whatever your background. Welcome to the cat people and the dog people and the guinea pig people and all the people. It is good to be together. A few announcements before we get started. Rose is our greeter this morning. Marcy is our liturgist, and welcome back. Our radio sponsor, Christy and Steve Stotz, in honor of Steve's mom, Claire Stotz's 87th birthday, October 27th. If you'd like to sponsor a radio broadcast, please be in touch with the office. It's $90 a week, and it really does matter. Barb Sprecher and Christy Kinneman are doing coffee fellowship today, and there were some all kinds of cute little treats out there, so please stay. We do have adult ed after church today. We've been talking about the questions. Well, we've been starting with the questions in our order of worship, and then we go all over the place. Discussion can vary widely. We're doing mobile meals this month. At the end of the month through the November 7th, and there's a sign-up sheet. Also, October 30th is the 6-8 pack event, and we've got a sign-up sheet for that as well. And 2 weeks from today is our church annual meeting, So please, everyone come. Everyone come participate. This Tuesday will be lunch out, so I'll be at C2 Juicery on Tuesday the 4th at noon. Whoever is available, just come and join in. Last time there were a dozen people, and we just sat and chatted. It was lovely. And this year, the Ecumenical Thanksgiving Service will be at our church. So we're hosting. That's the Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving. Details will be coming. It will be fun. All right. Now let's hear our first UCC welcome statement. Come to me, Jesus said, all who are weary. First United Church of Christ, Sauk City is an open and affirming congregation. This is what everyone is welcome means to us. Whoever you are, whatever your story, however you identify, whomever you love, we would value your friendship and welcome you into our community. Every part of you is precious to God, and all of who you are is welcome at First UCC. So come to worship and to be nourished by bread and cup at Jesus' table. Stay to serve Sauk City and beyond. We look forward to getting acquainted. Our gospel readings, our readings today are from Genesis, when Jacob wrestles with an angel, and from Luke, the parable of the persistent widow and the unkind judge. So there she is with the judge. That's what the art is today. Jacob wrestling with an angel and the widow and the judge. Themes of persistence and struggle. Now let's turn our hearts and minds to worship. Coming into this holy time, this holy space, this holy company.
Please join me in the call to worship. If you are able, please stand. To tussle with God is an ancient tradition. All prophets wrestle in the night, tossing and turning our questions, arguing on behalf of our neighbors. We raise our voices in holy exasperation. Our hearts race with the fury of love. God welcomes the conflict and embraces our audacity.
Here we are
to grapple with faith. In honest pursuit of God, let us worship. Please remain standing for our opening hymn, number 497, Guide My Feet.
To share with one another this sign of God's peace. As always, you can stay in your seat and hugging is optional, whatever is comfortable. And now we have our kids' time. Do our kids want to come forward? Oh.
your ears. Good morning. We've got some Halloween costumes here. Tell me about your costume.
I don't know what it is. It's what Mom wore for Halloween, though.
Oh, she did. It looks a little small for her now. It looks very cute. I like it. I was always a witch when I was a kid. Always. Are you going to dress up? Okay, what are you going to be? Okay, creepy bride. That sounds like fun. And then we have Captain America. He's good, huh? He's a hero. Are you going to dress up?
Yeah, I have like a light-up skeleton mask and light-up gloves.
That sounds creepy.
It is.
Okay, cool. Now I wish I could see it. Okay, so you have another costume for actual Halloween? A minion. This one's very cute. I like the Sour Patch Kids. Not to actually eat them, because they're not made of chocolate, but I like your costume. And Aria?
I'm a pumpkin.
He's going to be a pumpkin? Oh, it's fun to dress up and be someone you're not. Just for a little bit. Mostly you want to be who you are. Because who you are is pretty exceptionally wonderful. So I brought a picture today. This is from the Bible. This is what we're going to hear. It's Jacob wrestling with maybe an angel. What do you think? Does it seem okay to wrestle with angels? No? Woody? It actually, it doesn't feel like it would be, right? Because angels are good and holy and, but Jacob is a good man and he's holy and God cares about him. So it's okay sometimes to wrestle. It's okay sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I kind of wrestle with my faith. Like I have questions that I don't know the answers to. And I think sometimes, what the heck, God? Just what the heck? Why do bad things happen? Why is it scary sometimes? Why? Why? But it shows us that it's actually okay. You can have hard questions and you can wonder why things are the way they are. In fact, this story kind of tells us we're supposed to. We're supposed to ask hard questions. So actually, if you have any hard questions, you can at some point ask any of them to me or Margaret. Margaret will take them too. Actually, a bunch of people will, but that's what I'm here for. All right. Shall we pray? Holy God, bless all these kids. Kids in our lives, in our hearts, couple kids still on their way to joining our community. May they grow in wisdom. May they grow in faith. May they grow in love of you, in love of themselves, in love of their neighbors. May they wrestle with hard questions. And know that even when they're struggling, even when they don't have all the answers, you love them. You always love them. And so do we. In your name we pray. Amen. And now you can go to Sunday school with your walking feet. Now, please join me in our prayer of unburdening. Holy One, it is hard for us to hold on to what is good,
especially those of us who have enough privilege that we might give up. We could hide away from a world that is hard, where there seems not to be enough love to go around. A world that is constantly trying to convince us that others who do not look like, worship like, love like we do are enemies. We could stop thinking, stop growing, stop wrestling, stop seeking. And sometimes this is so very tempting, because accepting the status quo would be easy. Letting empire have its way would be easy. And hear this assurance of God's grace. How blessed we are to be in relationship with the God of change. We wrestle, we evolve, we become. No condition is fixed. Help is coming. Redemption comes for those who name their struggle against wrongdoers. The Spirit welcomes constructive criticism, conflict. She honors our struggle for what is right, for what her children deserve. She too struggles on our behalf. Her breaths are the winds of change, shifting the weather in our favor. Love needs not predictability or certainty. Love needs space to expand and move freely. Love needs our sweat and energy, insisting that better days will come. As we love one another, love is on our side, for which we all say,
our first reading this morning is from Genesis 32, verses 22 through 31. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him in the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called upon the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. This ends our reading.
Thank you, Marcy. And our gospel reading is from Luke. Chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while, he refused. But later, he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to chosen ones who cry to him night and day? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, God will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. So, my friends, we have two pretty weird stories in the lectionary today. I appreciate both of them very much. Not because they are nice. There are nice stories in Scripture. These are not those. There are some very clear stories in Scripture. These are not those. These are stories that we read or hear and think, what the heck just happened? And that's why I like them. Sound of babies is good. I like these because they are weird and hard. And for me, anyway, and I think I am not alone, sometimes faith is weird and hard. There can be wrestling, and there should be wrestling, right? When Luke wrote the gospel, a generation had passed since the death of Jesus, and people were feeling discouraged. They were being persecuted, driven from the synagogues. The temple had been destroyed, Jews scattered, many, many, many had been killed. They were waiting for things to be set right because they were awful. They were anxious and they were in pain, asking, where the hell is God in this mess? And today's gospel addresses that. It's another one of those where a thoroughly unpleasant person seems sort of almost to be representing God. Except the judge is not in the place of God. This is not one of those prodigal son stories where the father is very much a God figure. This judge, not a God figure. The judge represents empire and the world, which can be hard and can be unjust and doesn't care nearly enough about poor widows or mentally ill or people who can't afford to go to the doctor or transgender kids or students who don't get lunch. So Jesus says, for goodness sake, if this judge who is disrespectful and doesn't care for anyone, God or people, if he's going to give up and hear the case of the poor widow just to avoid being nagged anymore or embarrassed anymore by her constant pleading, then how much will God, who is love, God of compassion and justice, how much will God hear prayers? The word for widow in Hebrew means silent one, one who is unable to speak. Because at the time, especially, they were voiceless and insignificant and vulnerable on the edge. That's why they're so often used as teaching tools. And this widow, she tells us something about who God is. God wants justice for anyone who is vulnerable. Society and culture told her she was nothing, that she didn't matter. But she knew otherwise. She knew otherwise, because she was precious in God's sight. She was beloved. And she knew that what she was calling for was right and that justice mattered. Everything around her told her that she wouldn't get it, but something deep inside her called out and wouldn't stop. My friends, sometimes we who call for righteousness for justice get tired? Our culture tells us that calling for justice doesn't matter so much. It's no one's listening. But in fact, empire relies on convincing us of that. The parable tells us that even the most unjust empire, the most unjust judge, will be worn down if we continue. If we continue to talk about what is right, what is good, what matters to God. It has always been the job of people of faith to do that, to speak truth to power, to speak for the vulnerable. In our Genesis reading, we are called to wrestle with who and what God is, with empire, with what it means to be a person of faith. If we aren't wrestling, we're not doing it right. Susan B. Anthony said, "I distrust those people who know so well what God wants them to do, because I notice it always coincides with their own desires." Jacob is returning home after 20 years away. He's preparing to reunite with his brother, Esau, the brother he harmed through manipulation and deceit. He tricked their dying father into giving him his brother's blessing, his brother's birthright. He had to flee to get away for fear that his brother, rightly angry, would kill him. So it's been 20 years he's been away. He's married twice, sisters, Leah and Rachel. He's had children. He's finally returning home after 20 years. He's wealthy, although he was working for a brother-in-law who was just as sneaky as he was. And he has no idea how his brother will receive him. He's afraid. Will his brother still want to kill him 20 years later? Maybe. So he sends his wives and his concubines and his kids and his possessions and everything across the river, and he's spending the night alone. Scripture doesn't really tell us why he decided to spend the night alone. Then, as now, he didn't know what he would find when he arrived, and he knew it might be dangerous. Maybe he wants to pray. Maybe he wants to beg God to turn his brother's heart. Maybe he's overwhelmed by anxiety and just needs a little space. Maybe he doesn't want to answer his wife's questions. Maybe he wants his family to run into his brother first, and then the brother gets mad at them first, or they can smooth things over for him, or something. And then he's not alone. Suddenly, this nameless, faceless stranger comes out of nowhere and throws him to the ground. Alone in a dark night, and then suddenly, wham! Scholars debate who this mysterious figure is. Was it an angel? Was it God? Maybe it's Jacob's own anxiety manifesting. Most of the time in Genesis, mysterious beings are the presence of God somehow. So Jacob and this being wrestle all night long. So much of how we imagine God looks a little bit like Santa Claus. Old white guy wearing all white if it's God, and a bunch of red if it's Santa Claus. But they're nice and they're easy and they're safe. Except for naughty people who get in trouble. Naughty, usually very narrowly defined, and not at all close to how Jesus defined it. But this God who shows up in the middle of the night to go toe to toe with Jacob, to wrestle and to throw him down, is not a God who is most concerned about our ease and comfort and just being nice. This God is going to get down and in the dirt with Jacob for a while. The Hebrew word for wrestle means to get dusty, and they certainly did that in the desert. This God is not dainty or delicate. This is a God of blood and sweat and tears, a God who shows up in hard times, in hospitals, fields, deserts, war zones, every bit as much as in beautiful, beautiful churches. This God is not going to be easily offended. This is a God who wants to engage with us, not one who will be broken by fears or doubts. A God that we can bring all the thoughts and questions and feelings to. A God who can take a little bit of anger and some pleading. A God who invites our presence and our intensity and our strength. A God who wrestles and who won't let go. As night wears on and day approaches, the stranger sees that Jacob is not getting up. So he strikes Jacob on the hip. Frederick Buchner describes this moment. All through the night, they struggle in silence until just before morning, when it looks as though a miracle might happen. Jacob is winning. The stranger cries out to be set free before the sun rises. Then suddenly all is reversed. He touches the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and in a moment, Jacob is lying there, crippled and helpless. The sense we have, which Jacob must have had, that the whole battle was from the beginning fated to end this way, that the stranger had simply held back until now. Letting Jacob exert all his strength and almost win, so that when he was defeated, he would know he was truly defeated. But Jacob will not release his grip, and only now it is a grip not of violence, but of need, the grip of a drowning man. My friends, sometimes during the day, I read theology books and also some sci-fi and also some cozy mysteries, and then at night sometimes I lie awake and I wrestle with God, thinking, what is happening in this country, in this world? How is it that so much of Christianity that I see and hear about looks so awful and so inhuman? In the middle of the night, sometimes those things that we can hold off during the day, our fears and insecurities, they show up and they are ready to rumble and not let us sleep. God showing up, not as an adversary, but as a sparring partner to help us work through something and encourage, push, to strengthen and open our hearts. And Jacob says, I will not let you go unless you bless me. I will not give up. I am going to hold on for dear life. And sometimes spiritual life is like that too, right? We have to hold on for dear life because God is mysterious and strange. And sometimes faith comes down to saying, I cannot wrap my head around this, but I know there's a blessing in here somewhere and I'm going to get it. And I will hang on. Annie Lamott and a lot of others have written, the opposite of faith is not doubt, but certainty. Certainty is missing the point entirely because faith includes noticing the mess, the emptiness, this discomfort, and letting it be there until light returns. Jacob holds on, waiting for something good. And he gets a new name. 20 years before, when his father was dying, Jacob went to him and he said, I am Esau. I am your oldest son. The word Jacob means heel grabber, the twin who was behind and constantly trying to hold on. It's been the question of Jacob's life. Who are you? The brother who stole from his twin, the one who deceived his father, the one who's kind of a mama's boy. And here he gets a new name. You are Israel. You are the God wrestler. A new identity, not Jacob the heel, Jacob the jealous, Jacob the thief, Jacob the manipulator. This is Jacob, who is Israel, the God wrestler. Now, a new name kind of seems sometimes like a meager gift. Yeah, thanks. That's great. I love it. Whenever you're in town, I'm going to wear it. But this new name is a blessing. Jacob, who didn't give up, who didn't cheat or steal or lie, Jacob, who wrestled. Dear church, may we continue to wrestle. May we continue to struggle for what is good, struggle with God, struggle to make a better world, struggle not to accept easy answers. May we continue to wrestle. Amen. And our hymn is number 495, Called as Partners in Christ's Service. God, who knows everything in our hearts, everything in our lives, invites us to share prayers with this community, Are there any prayers to share this morning?
I want to thank you all for your prayers and well wishes for me during my summer of surgeries and recovery. And also keep Carol in your prayers for next week when she has a heart procedure. And one last thing, thank God for the Badgers finally scoring.
So Pastor Jen was saying today how life, you know, she had questions, unanswered questions. Last Sunday, I ended up in the emergency room. Got told kidney stones, yeah, big no deal. But then he goes, you have cancer. So I played it this week going, why me? A lot of things that she said today, I guess it's kind of like I was sitting here going, wow, this fits me to a T this week. I could deal with that. I just can't deal with leaving my grandkids. But I'm still here. When you get told this, as many of us know, you always play that devil's advocate. But my family, my wife, she beat cancer, so no reason why I can't, but I thought I'd let people know before they hear it on the street, because it's amazing throughout the week how many people call me, and I'm like, well, how did you hear? But word does get out, so I thought I'd let everybody know. So I won't know for sure for a couple weeks. I have to have my kidneys lasered, then I go in for a biopsy, but so there's hope. So
we'll keep you in our prayers, Jim. And our trials make us stronger.
Last night outside of my work down Water Street, I think there was a trick-or-treating thing, and there were people walking with cute costumes, and there was a man holding a sign that said, God loves you, but not your lifestyle. And I was just kind of seething behind the counter, like, who are you to put quantifiers on God's love? I could say the same thing to you, God loves you, but not your lifestyle. But I'm sure that that man, like me, just wakes up every morning thinking, I want to be a good person. And I hope all of those people out there who are trying to do the right thing but are failing, I hope they wrestle with their faith and find it in themselves to do the right thing for everyone and not just themselves.
Holy God, we pray today for Carol and her surgery, Rod's continued recovery. We pray for people who will wrestle with faith. We pray for Tim and all Tim's family. God, surround them with love and strength and peace and comfort. And Holy God, we give thanks. Thanks that Rod and Carol are here today, and Tim. We give thanks for a Badger win. We send prayers to the Horth and Goran family. There was a beautiful wedding yesterday. And we give thanks for God's love with no conditions. Hear these prayers and all the prayers in our hearts, holy God. Amen. We have a bit of good news again today. It's an urban farm in St. Louis, Jubilee Community Church. They opened a little garden, neighborhood garden, in a 1.5-acre lot that they had next to the farm, and it's full of vegetables and native plants, fruit trees, all sorts of things. Proceeds from the farm go to members of the church and their neighbors. They have farm stand and sell it farmers markets, and this farm, in addition to providing all this food, helps the community with water runoff problems. In St. Louis, like many cities, there's so much concrete that water, when there is rain, runs through and leaches all kinds of wastewater into the river. So this farm, which is watered from a rooftop rainwater collection system, helps with that problem as well. So it prevents flooding, it provides food, all sorts of things. Thanks be to God. And please join me in praying as Jesus taught us. Mother, Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And we are invited to share from our so many blessings to build this community, where a community of love and friendship, and where questions are encouraged. Wrestling is encouraged. Let us pray. Righteous Redeemer, we remember all those who have bravely come to be regarding injustice. When old ways need shifting, it often requires courageous ones to come and stir the still waters. We give thanks for skeptics and questioners, the ones who help us pause, help us notice, help us disrupt ordinary patterns that harm. For the blessing that follows the scrappy audacity of the fed up, we bring our gifts with thanks. Amen. You may sit.
Through his ministry, Jesus wrestled. Jesus wrestled with empire. Jesus wrestled with ideas of what was good and what was proper. Jesus wrestled with religious authorities who told him, shouldn't heal on the Sabbath. You shouldn't talk to these widows and these women. You shouldn't speak with tax collectors. Jesus wrestled. And he taught his followers to wrestle too. On his last night, he sat at table with them. Table, the place where so much bread was broken and wine was drunk and so much wrestling happened. He took bread that night and he blessed it and he broke it and said, "This is my body. It is broken for you. Eat and remember me." He took a cup of wine, blessed the wine, and said, "This is my blood. It is shed for you. Drink and remember me. Remember what I taught. Remember how we stood up to empire. Remember how I talked back to religious authorities. Remember how I loved and invited everyone to sit at table. Remember that you are beloved. Remember that others are too. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pour out your gifts on this bread, this cup, that they may be for us bread of life and cup of love. May they feed us. May they give us all that we need to wrestle with God and with culture. Amen. Broken for you. Tim, the bread of life. Doreen, the bread of life broken for you. Aria, the bread of life. It is the bread of life broken for you. The bread of life. Bread of life, Reagan, broken for you. It is the bread of life. Bread of life, Maddie. Bread of life. Bread of life, Marcy, broken for you. Bread of life, Sue, broken for you. Bread of life, Carol, is broken for you. The bread of life, Brad, broken for you. Stacy, the bread of life is for you. Christy, the bread of life broken for you. Shirley, the bread of life is broken for you. Penny, the bread of life is for you. Ah, here you go. There you go. Yeah. Marla, the bread of life. The bread of life. Bread of life for you, Audrey.
Hope for all of you.
Yes. Steve, the bread of life is for you. Diana, bread of life broken for you. Jane, the bread of life is broken for you. Bread of life is broken for you, Sherry. Tim, the bread of life is broken for you. The bread of life for you, Debbie. Bread of life for you, Herb.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to St. John's. We are celebrating Reformation today.